Hare Krishna. So in the previous verse that we saw, that is sloka number 4, so Krishna was telling about that premature sannyas, that is renunciation, and not doing the work, abstaining from the work, has no use. The person will not get freedom from the reaction, he will not attain the ultimate perfection also. And now he is continuing. He is actually telling that how this premature sannyas is actually not practical. Let's see this verse, sloka number 5.
Nahi kascha chanam api jatu tishthatya karma krit karyateya avashah karma sarvaha prakriti jair gunai.
So here Krishna is saying that sarvaha avashah karma karyate. So here it is very nicely given. Sarvaha avashah, everyone is helplessly forced, karyate, to do what? Activities, karma. So everyone is helplessly forced, or forced helplessly to do some activities. And then if the question is why so? Why they're helplessly acting like this? Why they're forced? Because prakriti jair gunahi. Because he's acting under the modes of material nature which he has acquired from many lifetimes. So here, a nice point that Krishna is making is nahi kaschit. So no one, therefore no one can jatu tishthatya karma krit. So no one can refrain from doing work. No one can say that I will not do. No one can just be like that, not doing any work. Shanam api, even for a moment. It's a very nice shloka. In the previous shloka, he said about if someone takes premature sannyas, then he will not attain the ultimate perfection. No siddhi. And here in this verse, he is saying, oh, forget about sannyas. A person cannot take sannyas. That's what he is saying. Why? Because a person, who is is trying to abstain from the work or trying to not do any work and take this Vedic sannyas, what happens? That person will be anywhere forced to work because he has acquired some nature from many, many lifetimes. Let's see one by one now. So, premature sannyas is very harmful. Why? Because the nature of the soul is to be always active. See, this concept is very important to understand. So, spirit soul is always active. It is never inactive. It is never passive. This body which is there, it is always dead. But when the soul enters the body, what happens? The body becomes active. And when the soul leaves the body, what happens? The body becomes dead. And so, when a person dies, we say dead body. We don't call the name of the person at that time. And the dead body which is there, still all the organs are working very nicely. Sometimes people give organ donation. They make organ donation, isn't it? So, if the body is working properly, why is it not moving now? Why is it not active? Because the active element is missing. And what is that active element? Spirit soul. Those people are not very intelligent who say that spirit soul don't exist. It means they have not observed all these things. So, a person's body is working. But now why it is not working? Why it is not animate now? Because the active element is missing. And what is that active element? Spirit soul, jiva atma. And that's what Bhagavad Gita talks about. So, the natural tendency of the spirit soul is to remain active. So, how can we remain passive? How can we say, no, I'll not do anything? So, Krishna is saying, this sannyas, this Vedic sannyas that you're talking about, without proper purification is impractical, O Arjuna. Next thing, the spirit soul has to be engaged in the good work of our Krishna consciousness, otherwise it will be engaged in occupations dictated by the illusory energy. So we have see two important masters in this world. Actually only one master, that is Krishna. But then when we come to this world, we ourselves, we choose one master. So Krishna is there, he is the eternal master of everyone. But we also have another entity in this material world called material nature, prakriti, or illusory energy of the Lord, Maya Shakti. So, Jivatma, has to engage in service of Krishna. If he is not engaging in service of Krishna, it means he is already in service of Maya. We cannot say that I am not serving Krishna, I am not serving Maya. It is not possible. So we have to be in service of either of them. Either we are serving Krishna or we are serving the illusory energy. And most of the time, when we are not practicing devotional service, we are under illusory energy of the Lord. We are actually serving the illusory energy of the Lord. So in this way, we see that the soul is active. Either we have to engage in service of Krishna, or automatically it will get engaged in service of Maya. And this we have lots of experience. We have lots of work experience. We have the letter also with us from many, many lifetimes. We are engaged in service of Maya. And here it is said that in contact with material energy, the spirit soul acquires material modes, and to purify the soul from such affinities, it is necessary to engage in the prescribed duties enjoined in the Shastras. See, from many lifetimes, we are under this illusory energy of the Lord. It's not one lifetime, many lifetimes. And because of this, what has happened? From many lifetimes, we have acquired the different modes of material nature. We have three modes of material nature, basically. Mode of goodness, mode of passion, mode of ignorance. And with time, with whatever modes we have interacted with more, we have got that nature now. We have acquired those modes, and now our nature is formed accordingly. Like a person who is Brahmana, he's mostly in mode of goodness. A Kshatriya is mostly in mode of passion. A Vaishya or a business class person is he's mostly in the mode of passion plus ignorance combined. Kshudra, he's all the time in mode of ignorance. So how is it that these four categories, as soon as they take birth, they act according to their nature? How come? Because this nature is acquired not in the womb. From many, many lifetimes, this nature has been acquired by these personalities, by these jivatmas. That's how these four categories naturally get formed as soon as the person gets, or person appears in this material world or takes birth. Right. So, Shastras give us a very nice way to purify ourselves. So, there are prescribed duties given in the Shastra, in the Vedic scriptures. Just by doing those prescribed duties according to our Varna, Brahmana, Kshatriya, Vaishya, Shudra, we will get purified from these modes of nature. But then, as I already said in the last video, in the previous video, that we are khichdi of everything. You know, it's all mix. Some little Brahmana, little Kshatriya, little Vaishya, and lot of Shudra qualities. You know, it's all mixed. So we cannot say that I belong to this particular Varna, this particular class. So where is the question of, you know, practicing something from Vedic scriptures, some prescribed duties, right? So what is the option that is there with us? Only one option. That is practicing bhakti, practicing Krishna consciousness. And there's one beautiful verse that is mentioned here. Very, very beautiful. From Srimad Bhagavatam, it says, Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam harer bhajan apakvo tapate tato yadi yatra kvava badram abhodamushyakim kovartha apto bhajatam swadharmatah. So here, it talks about the glories of Krishna consciousness, glories of bhakti. It says, Tyaktva swadharmam charanam bhujam hare. Charanam bhujam hare means the one who is practicing bhakti. Suppose that person, Tyaktva swadharmam, he has given up all the prescribed duties, first. Second, bhajan apakvo. Even the devotional service that he is doing, he is not able to do that properly, that perfectly. Ta patet tato yadi. Even if he falls down from the standard of practice, still it is said that yatra kva va bhadram abhut amushyakim, still that person will not have any loss, because anything that we do on this path of Krishna consciousness, there is no loss, there is no diminution, it's always profit, it's always win-win. There's nothing called as loss in Krishna consciousness. And the next line says, ko vartha apto bhajatam swadharmatah. But what is the use of that person, you know, who is following all the Vedic injunctions properly but not developing Krishna consciousness? What is the use of such a person? Or what is the use of following such injunctions of Vedic scriptures? So this point is very nice, that the soul engaged in his natural function of Krishna consciousness, whatever he is able to do is good for him. So it is said that in bhakti, even if we do something very, very little, we progress, we move ahead. So this is the glory of devotional service. And just by practicing devotional service, we can attain perfection. And here it is given that sannyas or any purificatory process is to help reach the ultimate goal of becoming Krishna conscious, without which everything is considered a failure. So this sannyas and other things which are there is to purify oneself. And after purification, do what? Practice bhakti. So stay at home and practice bhakti. Why take sannyas then? Right? So here, very nicely, in a very, very practical way, Prabhupada has given this purport, telling or stating that the sannyas which is there, you know, it's for one's own purification. But then, if a person is not properly purified, and if he is taking sannyas, or you know, if he is trying to abstain from work, he'll not be able to do that. Right? But suppose even if he is able to do something like that by force or something, but still that is meant for purification. After some time, he'll get purified and finally come to Krishna consciousness. So why, you know, so much guma guma ke? Why so much indirect process? Directly go to Krishna consciousness. Directly take up bhakti and attain perfection. Right? So here, that's what is mentioned in this verse. Now the question is, Arjuna might ask, you are telling that no, the person works because helplessly he is forced to work because he has acquired three modes of material nature from many, many lifetimes. But then we see so many people, so many sannyasis, you know, who are like closing their eyes and sitting in deep meditation. Oh Krishna, what about them? What about them? Tell me something about them also. And Krishna will speak about this in the next verse. So let's see that in the next video. Hare Krishna. Hare Krishna.